Georgia watched me, her eyes focused intently on my face.
Why did you do that?
It was in a silver coin, I said. Whoever touched it would have been exposed. There was a child who had no idea what it was. I didn't think. I just slapped my hand over it before the child could pick it up.
Georgia nodded. What happened?
I took measures to contain it, I said. I did everything I could think of, and for a while I thought I'd been successful. I sipped more beer. Then, last year, I realized that my magic was being augmented by a demonic energy called hellfire. That's what you smell tonight, Billy, when I flip the car.
Why do you use it? Billy asked.
I shook my head.
It isn't my choice. It just happens.
Georgia frowned. I'm not an expert on magic, Harry, but from what I've learned, that kind of power doesn't come for free.
No, it doesn't.
Then what was the price? She asked. I drew in a deep breath. Then I started peeling the leather glove off my scarred hand.
I wondered that too, I said.
I slid the glove off and turned my hand over. The scarring was the worst on the insides of my fingers and over my palm. It looked more like melted wax than human flesh, all white with flares of blue where some of the veins still survived, all except for the exact center of my palm. There, three lines of pink, healthy flesh formed a sigil, vaguely suggestive of an hourglass.
I found this there when I got burned, I said. It's an ancient script. It's the symbol for the name of Lashiel.
Georgia drew in a slow breath and said,
Oh.
Billy looked back and forth between us. Oh? What oh? Georgia gave me a be patient look and turned to Billy.
It's a demon mark, like a brand, yes?
She looked at me for confirmation. I nodded.
He's worried that this demon, Lashiel, might be exerting some kind of control on him in ways that he cannot detect.
Right, I said. Everything I know tells me that I should be cut off from Lashiel, that I should be safe. But the power is still there somehow. And if the demon is influencing my thoughts, pulling my strings, I might not even be able to feel it happening.
Georgia frowned. Do you believe that to be a probability?
It's too dangerous to assume anything else, I said. I held up a hand. That's not hubris. It's just a fact. I have power. If I use it unwisely or recklessly, people could get hurt. They could die. And if Lashiel is somehow influencing me, who knows what could happen?
Billy finished, his tone sober.
Yeah.
Damn, Billy said.
We all took a sip of beer.
I'm worried, I said. I haven't been able to find any answers. I've gone through spell after spell, rites, ceremonies. I've tried everything. It won't go away.
Jesus, Billy breathed.
An influence like this is detectable and against the laws of magic. If the wardens found out and pushed a trial on me, it might be enough to get me executed. And if I get near the Knight of the Cross I told you about, he'll be able to feel it on me. I don't know how he'd react, what he would think. I swallowed.
I'm scared.
Georgia touched my arm briefly, then said, You shouldn't be so hard on yourself, Harry. I know you well enough to know that you would never want that kind of power, much less abuse it.
If some part of me didn't want it, I asked, why didn't I pick up the kid instead of Lashiel's coin?
A heavy silence settled over the kitchen.
You've been friends to me, stuck it out by me when times were rough, I said a moment later. You've made me welcome in your home, in your life. You're good people. I'm sorry I haven't been more open with you.
Is that what tonight was about? Billy asked. The demon?
No, I said. Tonight was different. And I can't tell you about it.
If you're trying to protect us, Billy began.
I'm not protecting you, I said. I'm protecting someone else.
If I'm seen with you, it could get them badly hurt, maybe even killed.
I don't understand. I want to help, Billy said.
Georgia put her hand over Billy's. He glanced at her, flushed, and then closed his mouth. I nodded and finished the beer. I need you to trust me for a little while. I'm sorry, but the faster I'm out of here, the better. How can we help? Georgia asked. Just knowing that you want to is a help, I told her. But that's almost the only thing you can do, for now, at least.
Almost the only thing?
I nodded. If I could get something to eat, and maybe a ride back to my car, I'd be obliged.
We can do that, Billy said.
Thank you, I said.